relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Is that Airwolf? Sorry, YouTube. I don't mean to rub it in, but talk to YouTube. We have great bumper music. If you're listening on radio or the... Do we do it on the podcast? I don't know. But if you're listening on the radio, you're listening to Jan Michael Vincent's seminal 80s show, Airwolf. The movie Blue Thunder, a little better. But hey, Ernest Borgnine is your co-pilot. Sign me up anytime. We are back. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president and trapped in the 1980s, and host of your newest national radio show across the nation, and with a very special, I like to call her a war correspondent, because we are in a war for the soul of the Republic. She is, of course, our West Coast buddy, Jennifer Horn. Follow her now on Twitter. She is a woman. I don't think anybody works as hard as this lady in radio. She is, of course, the host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, the all-round utility player at crntalk.com. Was I on your show this morning?
You were on my show this morning. Yeah, we.
It feels like days ago, doesn't it? It's just this news cycle.
It's going so quickly. And, you know, I have to tell you, you call me a war correspondent, and I want to give you a little bit of good news. The reason that we talked on Wednesday instead of on Tuesday, which is when you normally appear on The Morning Answer in Los Angeles, is because.
You had an event, right?
Yeah, well, we had one yesterday at Coffee with the Candidates. That was a broadcast of The Morning Answer. Today, I'm in Ontario, California, which is in the Inland Empire, for AM 590, the station that carries America First as well in the Inland Empire. I'm out at the Doubletree Hotel at the airport in Ontario, because we're doing another candidate event. And Seb, I'm totally psyched, because we had probably 250 to 300 people show up yesterday for Coffee with the Candidates. We are expecting more tonight. These are conservative people who are running for office, and California voters who are coming out to meet them, to get involved with their campaigns, to help get started with the grassroots.
And you let that lovable liberal Brian Whitnem be at those events with you, Jennifer?
He actually, you know what? He sort of likes it. You know, he and I both live in.
Well, are there free donuts?
I like to rub in. Well, yes, but yesterday he got bagels, so that was a plus, which is how I lured him. But tonight he's coming all on his own, and I might be able to convince him to vote for Eric Early, who is running against Adam Schiff, because the lovable liberal cracked yesterday. He actually liked the person running against Adam Schiff. He actually said, you know, he's not so bad. Maybe I might have to give it a shot. He says he always
Jennifer,
one Republican.
Jennifer,
and I'm working hard to make it Eric Early.
Jennifer, is this the Brian Whitman who has a vote for Hillary Clinton decal on his cell phone? That Brian Whitman?
This is the one. But you know what he wore to work today, Sam?
It wasn't a MAGA hat. I know that.
It was definitely not a MAGA hat. But he was wearing a shirt that he picked up yesterday. On the front, it had a garbage can. Inside the garbage can was Congressman Brad Sherman, who was on day one the guy who wrote the very first set of articles of impeachment against President Trump. On day one of the administration, And it said, take out the trash. And Whitman was wearing that to work today. Now,
what's going on?
Granted, he may have dirty clothes, and so maybe this is just the only thing that was clean. But I like to look for the optimistic side that maybe some sanity is creeping in.
Wow. If anybody can win over a lovable liberal like Brian, it is Jennifer Horne. Follow her now on Twitter, at Jennifer Horne. We got to talk California stuff, but we've got some time. I need to know right now from Jen, from our correspondent, which one of these things makes you the saddest?
Okay.
Is it the fact that Deval Patrick is out of the race, Andrew Yang is out of the race, or somebody I've never heard of called Michael Bennett? Which is the saddest?
You know, the saddest for me, I'm just going to say for entertainment value, is Andrew Yang. Deval Patrick, I mean, he jumped in late, and now he's out again. I mean, the two benchmarks of his campaign were his announcement and then his withdrawal. There was not much in between.
Yes.
And Michael Bennett, I mean, God love that guy. I actually had to apologize to him on the air a couple of weeks ago because I had forgotten he was in it to begin with. I mean, when we were talking about senators that were going to be serving as jurors in the Senate impeachment trial, I had totally forgotten about him. Andrew Yang was an interesting one, though. I know a lot of people liked to watch him, sort of like a Marianne Williamson type. Scary when he comes up with the idea of universal income and all of this. But maybe my favorite Andrew Yang moment, I'm not sure if you remember it. Several months back, he was at a town hall for CNN. And do you remember he started literally sobbing on the stage?
Yes.
And at that moment, my lovable liberal co-host, I said, oh, God. Like, I was kind of turned off by it. And he said, well, you don't think it's good for men to show emotion? I said, no, emotion is one thing, but this guy needs some Prozac. I mean, I need a strong leader, not someone who's going to cry their eyes out when they talk about terror or guns. You need someone with a little bit of backbone.
Like Marianne Williamson, right?
Oh, absolutely. She's my favorite.
Get me those crystals. The Russians are invading. Where's my magic crystals?
All right. That's right. The world will be saved with love, you know?
Let's get to the reason you're with us every single week. She's Jennifer Horne, and it's our California crazy update. First things first, I didn't want to. This is from, you know, a former colleague of mine, a great lady at Breitbart called Penny Starr. I didn't want to believe this. I read this article, and you need to confirm to me whether this is absolutely true or just April Fool's is a little early. So Governor Newsom wants to suspend a state law that students in the 5th, 7th, and 9th grade need to be tested for their fitness. Why? Because the fitness test uses the universally applied body mass index to measure if, you know, you're overweight or whether you're the right weight for your height and your age. And the fact that it uses the BMI opens students up to bullying and body shaming because the body mass index only applies to males or females.
Right.
Is this real,
true.
Jennifer Horne?
It's absolutely true. It came out in Gavin Newsom's.
Oh, we lost you there, Jennifer. What is the NSA doing? Hello, Jennifer Horne. Hang on, go back. Okay, we lost you there for about a good 10 seconds. Somebody pushed the phantom dump button on Jennifer Horne. So go back.
I guess I have to watch my language, right?
Oh, yeah, they're out to get us. So you started saying something about Governor Newsom, who, by the way, just to remind everybody, is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. Proceed.
He's Nancy Pelosi's nephew. And look, I understand that there are kids who are going to be good in fitness, who are not going to be good in fitness, but there are standards in the schools for a reason.
Right.
And Governor Newsom absolutely said that he's going to eliminate this. He put it in his annual report to the state. And, you know, it's very typical of the progressive left. When someone doesn't meet a certain standard, instead of helping them meet that standard, they just eliminate the standard altogether. I mean, that's what he's been doing in California. To make crime look better, to make crime statistics look better, he just changes what's considered a crime. He reclassified felonies into misdemeanors. This is a thing that's going on at a very basic level for our students now. If they can't reach math standards, well, then we just get rid of the
We don't need the math standard, right? Then there are no standards.
He just did the same thing with the UC schools. This is something that the lieutenant governor of California oversees. He sits on the board of the University of California. And it used to be that the UC schools were very strong. It was difficult to get into the schools. You actually had to have good grades. You had to have extracurricular activities. And now they're saying if you don't have a high, because people weren't scoring enough on the SAT scores, they're actually not going to make people take them anymore. So students to get into UC schools will not even have to take an SAT in the next couple of years.
So, if you take this, Jennifer, to its logic, if you take the decision tree down its logical, well, or illogical branches, what that means eventually is that we don't need to go to school. We don't need to go to college. And everybody gets a diploma as a participation prize. Isn't that the end?
Right, and we live in mediocrity. Nobody actually has any desire to succeed. We become accepting of what's sort of in the middle and what's handed to us. And I think that's what's so sad about this. The reason the governor's changed the standards here is because not only non-binary, some of these very progressive issues where they feel some kids aren't going to be able to fit the classification. It even goes beyond that. And I think what troubles me more is that in the last 5 years, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders are all scoring less on these tests. So instead of helping them get better, we're just saying, forget it. We don't need it anyway. And that's really dangerous.
And of course, who's going to suffer the most? It's the people they say they're trying to help. It's the children. We're talking to none other than Jennifer Horn. Follow her at Jennifer Horn on Twitter. This is America First. Back with Jen in a moment.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Created Equal, Clarence Thomas, in his own words.
Indeed, in his own words, they sat down with him for more than 30 hours. What resulted is an incredible movie. It's just an hour and a half long, relax, but it's a stunning documentary. The story of this man's life from the segregated poverty of the South all the way through seminary. Yes, he wanted to become a priest. Losing his faith, becoming a left-wing radical in college, finding his faith again, and then getting nominated to the highest court in the land. And that's where it starts to get ugly. Because the left says, you can't be black and a conservative and a nominee to the Supreme Court. We're going to stop you. And Joe Biden was the front man to stop Clarence Thomas with what he called a high-tech lynching. It's an incredible film. I've seen it. All conservatives should see it. It's called JusticeThomasMovie.com. That's JusticeThomasMovie.com. Go there for theater locations, showtimes, and tickets. JusticeThomasMovie.com. It is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and we are back with our regular guest, Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Couple of very interesting new legislative initiatives coming out of California. One is kind of fun, I guess, if you're vain, and the other one is rather antipodean, if you know what that word means, because in Australia, it's the law. You can go to jail if you don't vote. Is that going to happen in California, Jennifer Horn?
Oh, Seb, that's what they wanted. There's a new assembly bill that's being introduced, Assembly Bill 2070. It was introduced by a Democrat here in California, Mark Levine, who represents, you guessed it, San Francisco's Bay Area, because they have nothing else to worry about in San Francisco. So they're going to take on the voters. Here's what they would do. They say that voting would be compulsory, and registered voters who don't cast a ballot would be subject to fines or even jail time. Now, this is pretty laughable, because if you live in California and you are a criminal, it takes a lot to go to jail these days.
I need to ask this. Are they going to put illegal aliens in jail who are voting for the Democrats? That's what I want to know.
I wonder if they'll cooperate with me finally, if that's the case. I mean, this is what blows my mind in California. You can literally, I mean, you're going to be coming out in the next couple of months. You've got a couple of conferences set up. If you and I go out.
I'm coming out? What am I coming out of?
Well, out of the swamp. You're coming to Southern California, right?
Just check.
So if you and I decide we're going to go to dinner and then we're going to go steal a car to get together under the guise of darkness.
What, again?
We can. Oh, yeah, again. We can steal any car as long as it's not more than $1,000.
Right.
And we won't even get, I mean, it's a misdemeanor. They're going to hand you a ticket if you steal a car. If you don't vote, however, that's when they're going to throw you in the slammer. This is so unbelievable.
This is the question I always ask you, but because I don't live there, I'm just so curious. Is there some reaction from the general populace? Are they happy that they might go to jail if they couldn't be bothered to get off the couch and go vote?
Well, you know, the response that I've heard, I'm actually celebrating because it's starting to click. When I've been out here at these candidate events, people in California are waking up, and they're waking up to how far left the state has gone, and it's not making people happy. Literally, people are kind of realizing what's going on here, and that is that Democrats in the state have pushed forward the motor voter law, which means anybody who goes to the DMV can get registered to vote automatically when they apply to get a driver's license. No big deal, except in California, we give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. So now your voter roll is already containing a lot of inaccurate information. You've got dead people who haven't been removed. And the Secretary of State, Alex Padilla, has had no indication that he has any interest in cleaning up the voter rolls. And so now you're going to have all of these people being thrown in jail if they don't show up. Everybody is going to be pushed in. Does that mean non-citizens like you brought up? Is that something, too? Is this just a way for the far left to continue to have an insurance policy to make sure that they're winning elections, they're pushing taxes on us at every turn? I mean, all of their terribly worded propositions will float right by because they're pushing people to show up.
There's a phrase from the absurd to the sublime. We're going to go from the absurd to the even more absurd because you raised this issue of illegal aliens getting driver's licenses and the fact that California doesn't want to clean up its voter rolls. But if you're not happy with your photograph on your driver's license, be you illegal or illegal, what's the latest decision in California, Jennifer?
Now, this one I actually have to tell you I support. And what's really funny is I didn't find out until later on that this was actually an idea that was floated by one of the few Republicans who are sitting in the state assembly. Philip Chen is his name. He's a Republican out of Diamond Bar, which is in Southern California. And he introduced legislation that would allow people to do a do-over, essentially, on their DMV photo. And, I mean, come on. All of you out there listening right now, raise your hand. Keep one hand on the steering wheel if you love your driver's license photo. Nobody does. We all look ridiculous. And that's because it's some poor schlub that's just pressing the button, taking the picture, and they don't care if we look okay.
Poor schlub, let me just interject, that the Democrats want to run your health care. Let's just be clear here. So, you know,
exactly.
they want the government, like the DMV, to run your health care. So if you're worried about the quality of your photograph on your driver's license, think about the quality of that appendectomy when you decide who to vote for in November. But, sorry, carry on.
That's right. The slot that's pushing the button is going to be the same one that's going to be cutting off your left toe. That's going to be great. So Assemblyman Philip Chen said, hey, I got an idea. We have infrastructure that's suffering despite all the gas taxes and all the money Californians are paying. He said, what if we do a voluntary donation, not to exceed $5, and if someone is not happy with their driver's license picture, they take it again, and they donate the money, and then that money goes straight into a fund for infrastructure.
Jen, come on. This is like, you know, the horse has bolted the farm, and you're going to put a little bit of woolen twine over the gate of the barn. I mean, seriously, you're going to save California's roads by the vanity of people who want to get three do-overs on their driver's license at $5 each. I'm not sure. Call me cynical, but I'm not sure it's going to save California.
You don't think vanity could save California? It's our natural resource.
It's the primary export and import of California as well. That and oranges, right? And raisins.
We've got avocados and we have lip fillers. That's all we have.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I actually think it's great. And, you know, one other thing while we're talking about voting.
You've got how long have we got? We've got 30 seconds. 30 seconds, my dear.
Our primary is coming up, and a lot of Republicans have found themselves falling off the voter rolls. So if you're a Republican in California and you're listening to this, check your voter registration. And I think it had an awful lot to do with the recall of Gavin Newsom, because they're checking the authenticity of signatures. And a lot of people I know who vote Republican have found themselves not on the voter rolls anymore. So check it out.
But first things first, decide whether or not your photograph and your driver's license is okay or not.
Hey, pay the $5. You don't want to look like an axe murderer.
Well, some of us might. Follow her right now on Twitter. She's Jennifer Horn, at Jennifer Horn. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios, providing you the biggest discount ever on Mike Lindell's products at MyPillow.com. Use my name, G-O-R-K-A. Call them 1-800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, for up to 40% off and free shipping. Do it now!
You're listening to America. Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
We've only been around for over a year, but I think we've done quite well, at least if we're measured by the quality of guests we get. We have actors from Hollywood. We have members of the cabinet like Ben Carson. We have members of the First Family. And in fact, as I told you guys, I spoke to the president this weekend and he said, he's going to come on the show. Can't wait for that. But one guest I'm super excited about, and I'm not joking, this is a big deal for me, is a young lady who goes by the name or the nom de guerre, the nom de plume of Mini AOC, and you can follow her on Twitter. She has created a social media firestorm under the name Mini AOC, and she's joining us today by Skype. Mini AOC, are you with us?
Yay!
I'm so happy you joined us, Mini AOC. Talk to us about this new life you have for yourself on social media. How did you start, and what's it been like to become literally famous overnight?
How do you like it?
I like it.
Whose idea was it? We've got Mama Mini AOC. We've got Mandy with you. Was it your idea, Mini AOC? Was it Mom's idea? Who came up with this idea, Mini AOC?
My dad and my uncle.
And is it hard for you to... You do these great videos. You look at the camera. It doesn't look like you're reading. Do you learn all of these by heart?
Yes.
That's incredible. How long does it take for you to learn one of these?
Probably 2 minutes.
What? Are you like a grade A student? You just look at something and you've memorized it?
Yes.
Wow. I was never a grade A student, but I can tell you I am very, very impressed. Mini AOC, Mom Mandy, can you tell us what it's been like to have your darling daughter become an international sensation on social media? Is it been fun? Has it been tough? Let's talk about the good things first, Mom Mandy.
Yeah, it's been really fun. It's she's a ham at home and with everything she does. I mean, when she's not at home, the house is pretty quiet. She's loud. She's a jokester. She rags on everyone. Yeah, she's funny, but we've had a good time. And we love doing the videos. But if you just touch on the little bit of a double standard that's been on us, then, you know, that's been the tough part. But we're pushing back a little bit because we're having fun and she has fun. And that's really what matters for us.
I have to ask, who realized first that she has this resemblance? Because right now she's got the lipstick. She's got her hair parted like AOC. I presume in normal real life, she doesn't walk around looking exactly like she does now.
No, it's funny that you ask, though, because she's in competition cheer, so she wears red lipstick for all her competitions.
Ah.
So that's pretty normal for us.
Where are your glasses, Mini AOC? Where are your special glasses?
They're in the shop.
What? Did you get in a fight? Did somebody steal your glasses?
We got new ones, right? You could talk to him. Yeah, but she wears the glasses at home too. It's funny. So it's not uncommon to see her walking around with glasses on, and she wears her hair like this a lot. So
is she recognized in public, mini AOC? When you go out there, do people say, "Hey, look, that's AOC"?
Oh, I tell him that.
You gotta say it louder. Say that again.
I have an app on TikTok, and this girl texted me. She said, "Are you Mini AOC?"
Okay, that convinced me. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook right now. Thanks to Mini AOC, I'm gonna have to get a TikTok, I guess, to follow you as well. Okay. One last question. Yep. I have to ask you this. We've got a minute left, and this is to Mom Mandy, Mini AOC's mom. What's some of the negative stuff that are the results of you having a sense of humor and maybe some people out there not having a sense of humor?
I have never been too political until Trump came into office, of course, because I was always convinced nothing's changing. You know, it's just the way it is.
Same old.
Yeah, and I wasn't for it. So now Trump just has completely turned things around for me that I have a totally different perspective. But aside from that, I've always been pretty outspoken. And, you know, I feel like we have to push back a little bit on the double standard because we just got tired of it. I mean, you know, it's okay for actresses to exist, little girls, you know, to say things that people might consider a little bit too mature for her. But Ava, she doesn't understand the politics of it, but she understands the humor of it, and she chimes in a lot when we're recording, and we have a good time.
Well,
and,
look, humor, we don't hate humor is incredibly powerful, and I thank you both, the father, the uncle, everybody else, and I want you to keep doing what you do. Mini AOC, will you come back when your glasses are fixed? We need you back on the show. Merci bien to all of you. You are an inspiration. Follow her at Real Mini AOC. God bless you all. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Let me help you, friends. If you're in pain, Relief Factor could be the antidote for you. It's natural. It has no negative side effects. And tens of thousands of Americans are taking it right now. And you could be the next success story. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. See the incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com and then find out. It'll just take 3 weeks, morning and evening. Take Relief Factor and you'll know if it works for you like it works for me. Don't hesitate, as the president says at all his rallies. What have you got to lose? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with America First after these messages. Don't touch that dial.
Did you miss the best part of today's show? Did you know America First is available on YouTube, Facebook Live, and on the iTunes app? Just search for Sebastian Gorka and America First.
I don't know about you, but I was so excited about having Mini AOC on my show. I think that's the first interview that Mini AOC has ever given. For me, you know who Mini AOC is? Mini AOC is the Auntie Greta Thunberg.
How dare you?
No, I'm serious. She is the Auntie Greta.
How dare you?
Oh, I have a little note for Greta. Are you paying attention, Greta Thunberg? I love PragerU. PragerU's tweet from earlier today. Which country puts the most plastic in the ocean? Hint. It's not us. Plastic pollution in metric tons. Number one, 8.8 million metric tons a year. The prize goes to China. Number two, 3.2 million metric tons of plastic in the ocean. The most populous Muslim nation, Indonesia. Followed by 2 million metric tons the Philippines. Then, surprise, I bet you didn't think it was this one. Fourth, 1.6 million, Sri Lanka. Next, 1 million, exactly 1 million metric tons of plastic straws. It is Thailand. And then, rounding up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 position, 0.8 million tons, Bangladesh. Oh, America? Are you curious about America? 0.3. Okay, China, 8.8 million. America, 0.3. So I look forward to that day when Greta Thunberg will do her tour of China, Indonesia, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Thailand, and Bangladesh. And once she's done that tour, she can come here, but only after she's got them to be as good as we are.
How dare you?
Yes, I dare. I dare. Let's go to your calls. The number here is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. If you're enjoying the show, I will be with Eric Bowling tonight on the most popular show out there. He's crushing Fox. He's crushing, well, crushing CNN's not really a feat. But he's crushing all of them collectively with his incredible new show, America This Week. You can watch it at WJLA.com, and it's on Sinclair stations across the nation live tonight, 7 p.m., WJLA.com, with Eric Bowling. Then tonight, just in case, what's that? That'll be like 3.5 hours of Gorka in your life. If you want 4 hours of Gorka, then I'll be on with John Batchelor, the master of the long-form radio program, at 10:30 Eastern on WABC. Let's go to your calls, people who've been waiting very, very patiently. Let's stay on California. Let's talk about Nancy Pelosi with Margaret, line 3, calling all the way from Stockton. Welcome, Margaret. Margaret, are you there? The line's very quiet. Are we connected to Comrex's? Do we need to deconnect? Do we have any calls we can connect to? Leroy. It has to be red, not green. Line 1. Let's go to John in California. Welcome, John.
Hello, Dr. Gorka.
Greetings, John.
Hey, it's good to talk to you. I do have to say, I do agree. You have the best bump music on your shows. I love it when I heard, like, Airwolf, when you played Bruce Hornsby in the Range. I love that.
Check is in the mail, John. Thank you kindly.
Ah, great. Thank you. Yeah, I wanted to comment on about the testing for the UC schools, how it's going down.
Uh-huh.
It seems like they're trying to increase success by lowering expectations. You know, and I have to say, what could possibly go wrong with that?
Who came up with the phrase? I love the phrase. It came up with regards to the policies to African Americans by the Democrats. The tyranny of low expectations. This is what you do. You push it all down. Everybody gets a participation prize, and then nobody knows anything, and they can't survive when they hit the real world. It's just crazy, John. Right?
Yes, exactly. You're right on the money.
And on that note, John, is that your contribution for today?
Yeah, that was all. I just wanted to say thank you. It's good talking to you, and keep up the good work. I just recently discovered you on AMA 70, The Answer, out here in L.A.
Fabulous.
And I've liked your show ever since.
Spread the word, my friend. Spread the word. On this issue of low expectations in the community that the Democrats are, well, they kind of take it for granted, don't they? They take it for granted that the black community is going to vote Democrat. I think that's changing. But you know who's waking up to the reality? A guy who has been described by Glenn Beck and others as an honorary constituted communist, which is surprising because he's a tad younger than Bernie Sanders. And he is Van Jones, who was in the Obama administration for a short while. And he had this to say on CNN with regards to that old white guy called Joe Biden. Van Jones, cut 5.
He's doing this rope-a-dope strategy. I'm just going to get pounded in Iowa. I'm going to get pounded in New Hampshire. And I'm going to come back based on black people kind of lifting me over this sort of, you know, all these deficits. And maybe it'll work for him. But it's a very odd strategy. It's a very weird strategy. And I don't know if he knows. African Americans, actually, we are watching TV tonight and see you can't get white votes. sad to see where he is in this campaign. But this strategy, I think, is going to blow up.
This strategy is going to blow up from Van Jones. Is there one sane person left in the Democrat Party? Oh, no, there was that other guy. What's his name? Who's married to Maitland? Carlin, right? He said something about the craziness of the DNC. We had that audio. Okay, there's two people. Two people inside the Democrat Party who have actually woken up. James Carville. There you go. Thank you, Leroy. Whispering in my ear, there's at least two people in the Democrat Party. I don't think it's enough to save them. But I can't think of anybody who's left New Hampshire early who was the front runner in terms of name recognition. But that's exactly what Biden did. And I think it tells you everything you need to know. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls in a moment here on America First. But first, how are you feeling, friends? How's your energy level? How healthy are you? Are you healthy enough? Are we ever healthy enough? Can I help you be a little healthier? It's easy with a remarkable product from Dr. Douglas Howard. It's called Balance of Nature. I take it every day before the show. Why? Because it's just so good. It gives me energy, keeps me healthy. When I take those six little capsules, three red ones for fruit, three green ones for vegetables, I'm taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That's just remarkable. That literally is health in your hand. And when you buy Balance of Nature, you get free access to a health coach at the end of a phone line. What a great deal. And if you order now using my name, Douglas Howard, Dr. Howard, will give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. But you've got to use my name. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That's super easy number. Write it down. 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the secret code. You know what it is. G-O-R-K-A. Back in a moment.
Based on a lot of polls, Joe Biden was on track to finish the night in fourth or fifth place. I'm not saying Biden's in trouble, but the coronavirus is pulling ahead of him. You know, but this is true. Today, Biden actually left New Hampshire early to start campaigning in South Carolina. And since it was Joe Biden, he didn't really leave early as much as wander off. It's like
late night, Jimmy Fallon, they're making fun of a Democrat candidate. What is happening in America? Are we winning back our country one skit at a time? Perhaps, perhaps. I've got to tell you guys, I love getting the texts. I reply to all of them personally. But guys, you got to put your name at the end of the text. Don't be some anonymous person saying nice things or giving me suggestions. Give me your name, especially the person who wrote from the Rocky Mountains is all I know. The person wrote, he or she. And there are two genders. Thank you. Did you get that, Media Matters? Two genders. You are a hope for us that have no voice other than vote. Thank you for that, but you are more than a vote. Don't ever think you're just a vote. No American is just a vote. Let your voice be heard on this show, locally, with your friends, your neighbors, on social media. That's the American way. And that's why Ginger Call, Louisville, line two, last caller of the day. Welcome, Ginger.
Okay, Dr. Gorka, I am a political nut. First of all, when someone goes to vote and you tell the person who you are, right on the side of your name, you should put your fingerprint. In case they think it's an illegal person, they can check that name with the fingerprint and they know if they're dead, alive, legal, or illegal. And then you give them the ballot.
Yeah, the trouble with that is being an illegal alien or not is a function of federal law, not state law. And elections are run by the states, not by the feds. So you're crossing over boundaries there. And I'm not sure we're ready to give fingerprints when we vote. How about just do what, I don't know, a country the size of India does with more than a billion people and show your ID card? What a radical idea.
And one more thing, I went to the Trump University, And it was fabulous. I did not learn that much. But, you know, a lot of times you go to these things and you find out you're doing the right thing. Then you go on when you're working by yourself. It was fabulous in that. And second of all, if you are a Catholic, you do not believe in any form of abortion. I would rather pay more taxes than have abortion. No Catholic should ever, ever, ever...
Abortion, you're absolutely right, Ginger, but this isn't a Catholic thing or shouldn't be just a Catholic thing. Abortion is intrinsically evil. Taking a life can never be good. That is a life from the moment of conception. That embryo has a unique genetic code. It's not the parents, it's not the mothers. It is new and it is unique. God bless you, Ginger. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Watch your back, my friends. Keep your head on a swivel. Never give up. Never give in. And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay frosty.